Tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day, which means parades, shamrocks, and Irish whiskey. It's a drink that has come back from near extinction. As the Washington Post reported earlier this month, Irish whiskey went from 60% of the world's whiskey to just 1% in the 1980s.
But even in the dark days, the distillers didn't just sit on their laurels. There was always the eye to the future and distilling for the future, so that when the sales would go up, we would have the liquid in hand.
That's Carol Quinn, archivist for Irish distillers. She says the drink's popularity has seen real highs and lows. It was a favourite of Queen Elizabeth I.
She was delighted with it, and at the time, it was known as Uisce Vathe, water of life.
And by the late 19th century, Irish whiskey had become a worldwide phenomenon.
I have records here of the sale of whiskey in the 1890s in Hong Kong, in Mauritius, in Venezuela, all across South America. There really wasn't a corner of the globe that Irish whiskey didn't reach to.
But then, two world wars and a trade war between Ireland and Britain shrank the industry. And in America, the drink developed a bad reputation during Prohibition when moonshiners passed off their swill as Ireland's famous drink.
For a lot of Americans, their first taste of what they believed to be Irish whiskey was this horrible, burning rotgut. I mean, it was foul stuff.
Today, Irish whiskey sales are once again strong, thanks largely to Americans. The U.S. is the largest export market. If you raise a glass tomorrow, count yourself lucky. For decades, the Irish couldn't touch the stuff on the holiday. An Irish law prohibited the opening of pubs on March 17th.
From 1927 onwards, when the Intoxicating Liquor Act was passed, St. Patrick's Day was a dry day here in Ireland. The pubs were forbidden to open, and they were forbidden to sell alcohol. So you can imagine going to visit the St. Patrick's Day parade in Dublin in the 1950s, and you're standing maybe on a rainy street, and you can't get a drop of whiskey anywhere for love nor money.
Nowadays, the whiskey pours freely in Ireland on March 17th. Sláinte.
Take the light in the carriages are rolling, and others take the light in the Harley and the bowling. But I take the light in the juice of the barley, and courting pretty fair maids in the morning bright. And